Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo, and welcome to Colombo Chronicles. Tonight we have some breaking news, and it is the storm, the calm before the storm, as President Trump stated. He said that there was a storm coming, but he didn't tell us what he meant by the storm. Well, it appears to be a storm of a majority of mills from a number of different countries headed to the U.S. borders to storm through our borders before President Trump can build a wall, because Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and Senator Schumer refuse to protect the borders, refuse to protect and defend the borders and the sovereignty of this great nation, in my opinion, and they refuse to uphold their sworn oath and the Constitution of the United States that mandates that they protect the safety and welfare of every American man, woman, and child. That is not happening. They are aware that there are drugs flowing into this country, killing Americans, getting kids hooked on drugs, breaking up families. They are aware that guns are being trafficked into this nation, and yet they want to disarm Americans. They are aware that there are tens of thousands of illegals in our country who are radicalized, who are gang members, who are cartel members. They are aware that women and children are being trafficked international in and out of this country, kidnapped, sacrificed, prostituted out, and sold as sex slaves, and heaven only knows what else. And yet they refuse to support the will of the majority of the American people and uphold their sworn oath and the Constitution of the United States to protect us from foreign invasions of illegal people who refuse to obey the federal laws, go through the ports of entry, and to apply legally and to be inspected, which is required by law. So this is the story, the breaking story that I'm going to tell you about. And it is by Judicial Watch, and it is Corruption Chronicles. I am Colombo Chronicles. They are Corruption Chronicles. Migrants from terrorist nations try to enter the United States of America via Mexico at record rates. 300% hike in Bangladeshis in Texas alone. 300% hike in Bangladeshis in Texas alone. This doesn't include Arizona, New Mexico, and California. Federal agents along the southern border routinely encounter individuals from terrorist nations, and the Department of Homeland Security considers them one of the top threats to the United States of America, according to a congressional report made public this month, titled Stopping Terrorists Travel Through Illicit Pathways to the Homeland, This is our homeland. We are obligated and have a duty to protect our homeland and protect every man, woman, and child and protect the sovereignty and defend the sovereignty of this great nation. And we have Democrats, Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democrats, who refuse to do so. They refuse to protect us from people who are invading our nation illegally. And among them, they are saying these are that ICE and the Border Patrol and the Department of Justice and the intelligence agencies are manufacturing these numbers of cartel members, gang members, terrorist cells coming into our country. Why would they do that? So are they calling them liars? SIAs are individuals from countries outside the Western Hemisphere, mostly the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, that pose a national security risk to the United States in Laredo, Texas alone. There was an astounding 300% increase in immigrants, foreign illegal immigrants, from Bangladesh, a South Asian Islamic country well known as the recruiting ground for terrorist groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Indian subcontinent, AQI America. This is very, very serious. We have a crisis on our hands. Congressional investigators found that the number of SIAs flowing north via Latin America has increased tremendously in the last few years thanks to established transitional criminal organizations, TCO, that facilitate travel along drug and migrant smuggling routes. Quote, on a recent committee staff delegation trip to Latin America, Panamanian officials communicated to committee staff that tens of thousands of SIAs have entered Panama since 2014, the report states. Colombian officials communicated similar numbers to committee staff, stating that hundreds of SIAs have entered Colombia each year for the past few years. In both countries, nearly all the SIA migrants were headed to the United States and originated from the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. And this isn't just affecting America. We know they're storming the borders over in Spain, who are now building another wall with Morocco to keep them out, because they're using that entry to enter into Europe. And now they're entering into Laredo, Texas. This includes Syria, Pakistan, who is a hotbed for terrorists, Afghanistan, Somalia, Bangladesh, India, Eritrea, and many others. Additionally, encounters with these special interest individuals resulted in the seizure of tens of thousands of fraudulent documents, including fraudulent passports and fraudulent visas that facilitated travel from their countries of origin through the Americas. The report includes several disturbing cases of Islamic terrorists who made it to the United States via Mexico. Among them are Mohammed Al-Darai, a Jordanian arrested last summer in New York for illegally smuggling SIAs from Yemen across the U.S.-Mexico border into Texas. And again, Pelosi and Schumer are stopping President Trump and doing everything in their power to prevent the American people from being protected from these terrorist organizations. This is really, really serious. We already have terrorist cells in our country. We know that. They've been coming in before 2001. We witnessed 3,000 dead Americans murdered and property destroyed and families destroyed. And then Obama came along, and he and Hillary pre-planned and secretly migrated more radicals into the United States of America and bypassed TSA, Border Patrol, ICE inspections as required by law, lifted the quotas under what authority, I have no clue, and they diverted $220 million of our U.S. tax dollars from where, I don't know, or if it was approved by the Democratic Congress, I don't know, but they diverted it to provide incentives to the U.S. refugee agencies to bypass those inspections, and according to the whistleblowers, and to migrate as many as possible into the United States in those 8 years before the money ran out. And then, of course, Obama was to pass the baton back to Hillary and Bill Clinton in 2016. But the Democratic Party is upset because that didn't happen. And now we have President Trump, who's being thwarted in every which way for trying to protect the American people, every man, woman, and child in this country from terrorist cells, from cartels, and from gang members, very dangerous gang members. And we can't get them to budge. And they insulted the President of the United States by saying he manufactured these numbers that the intelligence, ICE, TSA, and sheriffs, everybody in the DOJ is manufacturing this information. This is very frightening, and it should be very frightening to every American. The report includes several disturbing cases of Islamic terrorists who made it to the United States via Mexico. Among them are Mohammed, again, as I said, Al-Dairi, A-L-D-A-I-R-I, a Jordanian arrested last summer in New York for illegally smuggling SIAs from Yemen across the U.S.-Mexico border into Texas. Others, again, include Pakistani Sharafat Ali Khan, K-H-A-N, convicted for smuggling fellow Pakistanians with terrorism ties to the United States, Somalian Abdullah Omar Fidzi, F-I-D-S-E, a member of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group, Somalian Ahmed Mohammed Dakane, a member of Al-Qaeda linked Al-Barakat and Al-Iltihad, Al-Islami, and Lebanese Mahmoud Youssef Qurani, a fighter, recruiter, and fundraiser for Hezbollah. Sorry, I don't know exactly how to pronounce their names, but close enough. Qurani paid a Beirut consular officer $3,000 for a Mexican visa and an additional $4,000 to be smuggled across the United States-Mexico border, according to information included in the report. Some of the other SIAs also operated smuggling rings through South and Central America. Latin America and the Caribbean are the major initial entry points to the Western Hemisphere for SIAs. The House Homeland Security Committee report states, quote, many countries in the region continue to face economic and governance challenges, as well as consistently high levels of violent crime. Additionally, many of the countries in the Americas have lenient visa and immigration policies in place, even for individuals from special interest countries. Lastly, the frequency of international flights from special interest regions around the world into Latin America and the Caribbean continues to increase. These regional issues create an attractive environment for illicit travel of SIAs and other nefarious actors into the Western Hemisphere with the end goal of reaching the United States. Adding to the problem is that Hezbollah is, quote, growing at an alarming rate in Latin America, according to committee investigators, designated as a foreign terrorist organization, FTO, by the State Department. Hezbollah has been operating in Latin America since the early 1990s, when it worked with Iran to carry out the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Argentina, according to the report. The House investigation found that as of September 2018, a record 630 Bangladesh nationals have been arrested trying to enter the United States illegally in Laredo, Texas alone. That marks a 300% increase from the previous year, Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer and Democrats. America has had enough. You are placing our lives at risk. Quote, the routes facilitating the illicit travel of these Bangladeshis are mostly controlled by TCOs and drug cartels, which charge tens of thousands of dollars to smuggle SIAs and other migrants across the United States, the committee writes. ICE, Border Patrol, and sheriffs need the help of the Democrats so that they can build, so that they can have President Trump order the building of the wall, the barrier, whatever you want to call it, to keep these very bad, bad dudes out of this nation and to round up the ones that are here and deport them out of our country. ICE, the sheriffs, the intelligence, for the DOJ and the military know what they're talking about. Border patrols and ICE and the sheriff's lives are on the line for us. There are American citizens putting their lives on the line, such as the Oath Keepers, to protect our borders and secure them by human beings rather than a wall, who are risking their lives because the last caravan of a majority of males threw rocks at the Mexican police and at the U.S. authorities. And they killed a young police officer in Mexico with a rock. Rocks kill. Rocks can be weapons if they are thrown at people, and they can injure them and kill them, and they have and they do. And they do that in those third world countries as well. They use rocks. And our Democrats want to disarm Americans and leave us vulnerable to people who are throwing rocks at our American police, our American military, our American Border Patrol, and ICE, and those in Mexico, and risking their lives. This is insane. This makes no sense. This is not common sense. This is not what we legislators and law enforcers to do to keep us from being safe and to protect the illegals who enter our country unidentified and bypass inspections while they make us, the legal, loyal, natural-born tax-paying Americans, being DNA swabbed, searched, patted down, naked x-rayed, radiated, which is an inverse and direct adverse side effect on a direct adverse effect on our bodies. And in my opinion, it's an assault on our personal bodies. It's get radiated or else you can't fly, while we are allowing the illegals and the radicals to enter and bypass TSA, Border Patrol, and ICE inspections at the ports of entry. For 8 years or longer. It also confirms what Judicial Watch reported months ago, that the recent migrant caravan has included several SIAs and suspected terrorists. Judicial Watch traveled to the Guatemala-Honduras border back in October, and government sources in Guatemala confirm that SIAs waiting to get smuggled into the USA through Central America integrated with poor Hondurans in the caravan. They are using the poor people of third world countries, encouraging them to come to the borders, and then they use the women and children as human shields so that they're not fired upon. This is a serious crisis. This is the calm before the storm. Not only do we have a 300% increase of a majority of males at the borders of Mexico and the USA trying to storm through Laredo, Texas from Bangladesh, but there are another 15,000 or more majority of males from these socialist, communist, terrorist nations who are gathering again to head for our U.S.-Mexico borders because they know that President Trump is pushing to build the wall. And although it is a hardship on the American people and the military and anyone else, which is understandable, and of course, but we aren't even going to have a country if we don't build the wall and help the military, Border Patrol, ICE, and sheriffs protect the borders so that it's not as wide open as it is today and has been in the past, or we wouldn't have 22 or 30 million unidentified people on welfare, on Obamacare, on HUD, while they are taking away from the natural-born Americans who paid their taxes all these years in their lifetimes, and now they're either veterans, disabled, elderly, chronically ill, and they're taking away their funds from their Social Security and their Medicare and their health care to provide for all of the people that we are not responsible for and many who are here to harm us and to steal our land, invade, infiltrate, overpopulate, and dominate, create crisis and civil unrest and fear and communicable diseases. And what do you have? You have civil war. So, again, it also confirms what Judicial Watch reported months ago, that the recent migrant caravan has included several SIAs and suspected terrorists. Judicial Watch traveled to the Guatemala-Honduras border back in October, and government sources in Guatemala confirmed that SIAs waiting to get smuggled into the USA through Central America integrated with poor Hondurans in the caravan. So they are coming with Spanish-speaking terrorists and cartels and gang members. They are dressing like them. They are using Hispanic names. They're using fake passports and driver's licenses and whatever else they can get their hands on to try and get through into the USA with all this fake identification. I mean, I heard that they're even learning how to speak Spanish and try to dress like the Hispanics dress in their countries. And among them were nationals of Bangladesh, which appear on the Treasury Office of Foreign Asset Controls Counter Terrorism Designations List. Let me repeat that. Among them were nationals of Bangladesh, which appears on the Treasury Office of Foreign Asset Control's counterterrorism designation list. So there is a 300% hike in Bangladeshis in Texas alone. They are going to push for their foreign laws, a dual government on U.S. soil. They are going to try to have Americans arrested for insulting them. And if the Democrats don't wake up and protect us, I guess we have to recall them and write them and call them and urge them retire. They've forgotten who they work for. They've forgotten that we the people are the government. They are not the government. They are not dictators. That the taxes do not belong to them. They belong to the American people. They don't belong to the illegals. They don't belong to terrorists. They don't belong to radicals. They don't belong to fake refugees, fake asylum seekers. They don't belong to criminals. That money belongs, the taxes belong to the American people who have entrusted them to people in public office who swore to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the sovereignty of the United States of America and to protect the safety and welfare of every baby, unborn baby, born baby, and every man and woman and child in this nation. They are failing, and they are failing in their fiduciary duty to the American people, to their country. In my opinion, they have failed. And it's up to we the people whether we have to continue to donate to the Build the Wall on the GoFundMe accounts, whether we have to march peacefully, of course, whether we have to start petitioning to remove these people from public office so that we can get public servants who will uphold their sworn oath and who will uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and who will protect us from all of these foreigners who, among them, are some good people, but unfortunately, there's a 300% increase of people from Bangladesh illegally entering and storming through Laredo, Texas, and there are terrorists from the Middle East who are joining the caravans along with the gang members and the cartel members and are into trafficking drugs, guns, women, and children. Drugs kill. They're so worried about the guns. Drugs kill. Cartel members kill. Gangs kill. Terrorists kill. And you're worried, the Democrats are worried about Americans exercising their right to defend themselves and their property and their family. It makes no sense. There's no common sense being used here. There's no morality. There's no ethics, no principles, no value. There's nothing but a vendetta against what appears to be a vendetta against the President of the United States for being elected by we the people. And we the people, by a majority of 93%, support funding and building the wall now. So God bless you. God bless America. And stay alert, stay vigilant, and be proactive. And stay united. with your communities, with your neighbors. Have a plan for protection, because we don't have a wall, and we need a wall. Well, that's the end of that conversation. I hope you you get on the phone. I hope you write emails. I hope you write letters. I hope you call all of your congressmen, especially the Democrats, especially Pelosi and Schumer, Feinstein, Waters, Warren, Sanders, Harris, all of them. Call them and be sure to be polite, but urge them, strongly urge them to do and what they swore they would do. Protect our sovereignty and protect the welfare and safety of the American people, not the foreigners, not the illegals, not the terrorists, not the gang members, and not the cartels. And on that note, I'll say good night.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.